Bro, I have so much to say about the development of their relationship. From Seo's part, at least. I really thought he was going to say he is my boyfriend or something like that. But, we all know they're not friends because they just haven't said it, but in reality, they're boyfriends. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal Fujoshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Fujoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zealed Fujoshi. I don't know about you guys, but Seo looks so young with the wind on his hair. Exactly how it's depicted in this chapter. It's such a beautiful and melodramatic scene. They're getting a lot closer to each other. And like I have a feeling in a couple more chapter, we're gonna find out the source of Seo's anxiety. I also hope that very soon we're gonna figure out this I hope we're not friends kind of situation there. And I really hope it won't have any more prolonged negative impact on the progression of their relationship because everything is going so well right now. Young Chan also had a very cute moment in this chapter where he had a gay panic moment for real. I don't understand, like, why can't he just ask Seo to be his already? I do know I get a lot of comments from you guys saying that you guys are thinking that the relationship is advancing too slow. But I don't know if you all have noticed, like, Seo has always been, I mean, at least his character has always been reserved and rigid. Seo is all about work and social rules in general. Having a love relationship, especially with a coworker, is like a big no-no for him since he's so rigid. Since very early in the story, we have seen this conflict between his relationship with Yongchan and his work. So I think you guys are forgetting that that is part of the beauty of the story that the author is trying to say. But don't get me wrong, I am crying for Yongchan because, like, it does feel slow. I understand. It does feel slow. But I also kind of love the fact that the author is taking his time or her time writing this very detailed backstories to the character. I am also sad because Yongchan, with all of his happy facade on the outside. In this chapter, we see how well he carried a lot of sadness also, the weight of what happened to his mom. But regardless of all the sadness he gone through, Yongchan did a very good job making Seo's mom laugh. When I saw that scene, I was like, Yongchan is really above the damn standard. Like, I hope everybody gets themselves a Yongchan. But I also made me realize how Seo is so repressed to the point that it really is toxic. I get it. It feels difficult and embarrassing to be open about your emotion, especially how rigid he is about social rules and everything. But you're only human, right? I wish Seo would just stop being so hard on himself. Let your guard down a little bit, especially since it's so obvious that Yongchan is willing to meet him halfway through the whole thing. It doesn't seem like, or at least Yongchan has completely put his defenses down around Seo, and like he's just really waiting for Seo to walk in so that you know, he has at least someone he can confide on, right? Somebody he can trust. And Yongchan is very patient, waiting for Seo to come in his inner circle. It is amazing how difficult some people respond to similar situation. Envious of Yongchan's character. At least the way that he patiently does things for Seo and the level of understanding he puts in their relationship, it really says a lot about him. Hopefully, if you can't be a Yongchan, hopefully you can find a partner who is very similar to a Yongchan. I have a feeling that after this chapter 57, this is going to be the beginning of their communication, or at least they're going to start to slowly talk about their relationship. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zealed Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things is spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zealed Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zealed Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap, fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zealed Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zealed Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.